Hey, hello there, Trina.
Yes.
Hi there. My name's Marty. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm blessed. You excuse me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm doing very well as well. Thank you for asking. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria real quickly to file?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then let me go ahead and ask you just a couple clarifying questions. The first is, are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then and of course you're a resident of the United States, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what was your ailment or injury after taking Depo Provera for at least, assuming you took it for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And then what ended up happening? What was your ailment or injury?
I had tested for, I can't pronounce the word, I'm just gonna be honest, okay? So I'm not good at pronouncing words. It was malignant. It was grade one.
Okay. And then I think I know what it is. Now, what type of injury was it though? I know not the name, but describe it. Like what type of
It was a
ailment?
brain tumor.
Oh, it was a brain tumor. My goodness, I'm sorry to
Yes,
hear
sir.
that. And you said it was and maybe you might want to look. I think you have it on the tip of your tongue. And you s
It's meningular. I'm gonna say that.
Mene I think mid you mean yeah so I think you're thinking meningioma, is that what you're saying?
It.
okay
I
okay
could hear it, but I just cannot
no
pronounce it. I'm so country. I'm sorry.
no well, and I mean, in light of that, I just want to say I'm sorry to hear that, actually. I know we were having a lighthearted conversation there, but yeah, that's quite serious. I'm sorry to hear that happened.
Thank you, thank
Yeah,
you.
absolutely. So you know what, then that actually is what the Depo Provera lawsuit is about, is the meningioma tumor that you had gotten there. So, and you said you haven't gotten an attorney to assist you, correct?
Correct, I have them.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask you that same question just in more of a legal format real quick, so bear with me. This can get a little repetitive. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm
No.
that? Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm willing to
Okay.
throw my head up.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. And then, okay, and then you said, I'm sorry, and you said you had the tumor, and where was that located, the meningioma tumor?
It was in my head.
Okay. So it was in your head, or would you say brain?
Yes, sir. It was
Okay.
the brain. Yes,
I
sir.
believe you said that earlier, so that's why I figured. So brain tumor. Sorry to hear about that. Well, I hope you're doing a little bit better now.
I am.
Okay. Well, good. And then, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma tumor?
I was diagnosed. Oh, excuse me. I got a slight cold. I was diagnosed in February of 2017.
Okay. So we'll say about February 1st, 2017, around then.
Yes, sir. I say that. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then and what is your date of birth?
It's July the 12th, 1969.
Okay, July the 12th, 1969.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and then and I know that word travels fast when you're taking these things. Did you have any other loved ones that were taking Depo-Provera and perhaps even injured by it as well?
I had something to take it, but I haven't heard, they no, not
Oh,
injured
wow.
it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure you've already told them to, what to look out for. So just always be on the lookout for them,
Yes.
and if they ever
Yes.
need legal help, you can always send them my way, but definitely want to make sure you tell them on the medical side too to
Okay.
be careful.
Right.
Yeah, and then did you this and then this is just a couple clarifying questions. This is a little repetitive. So the first is, Did you actually use the name brand de contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, I use Pfizer.
Pfizer's. Okay, yes, that is correct. So well knowledgeable. And then I'm gonna go ahead and just eliminate two then, since you said that, just for clarification. So you took Depo-Provera, not Depo sub-Q or the generic
No.
Medroxy. Okay. Thank you for filling me in there. And then, sorry. Okay. And then how many years did you use the Depo-Provera?
Oh, I used it for 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you use it for about 5 years. And then, so within 1 year, okay. In that 5 years, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injected, sorry, at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you just do your best, for when you started using the Depo-Provera, just to the best of your knowledge, right? For the sake of this intake sheet, about when did you start using it?
I started using it around, I say, August of 2011, because I remember I was, yeah, it was that.
Okay, and then when did you stop using it?
And about 5 years later, about June of 2016.
Oh, okay. So we'll say about August 1st, 2011 to about June 1st, 2016, the best of
Yes,
your
sir.
knowledge. Okay, thank
Yes,
you.
sir.
Okay. All right, and then will you just confirm your gender for me real quickly?
Female.
Thank you so much. I figured otherwise we wouldn't be on the phone now, so there we go. And then let me make sure I have your name right. Easy, it's traditional Trina, and then last name is Goller, right?
Correct. And don't most people can't pronounce that last name, but you hit it
I there we go. I'm determined, I enjoy talking to you, so I try to make that effort.
dead on edge.
There we go. Well, that's great. Okay, so Trina and then Goller is spelled with it. It's the GH that gets them off on Gholar.
Yes,
Yeah.
sir.
All right, beautiful. And then you know what? And on this next one, just to give you a heads up, I asked for your social. You could actually give the whole thing to the attorney. You could give it to me as well, but you have the option of just giving the last four, because I understand it's a sensitive thing. So for social, you can give me the last four or the whole thing, whatever you prefer.
Okay, it's 428-31-2959.
Okay. 428-312959. Okay.
Correct.
And then I'm going to go ahead and just read your email to you. I'm going to spell it out to you after I say it. Okay. So it looks like Cernel Goller at gmail.com. And that would be S as in Sierra, U as in uniform, R as in Romeo, so S-U-R, and then N as in November, E as in Echo, L as in Lima, another L as in Lima. So Cernell, and then last name Gholar at gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, thank you. And then telephone number, I figure that's correct, otherwise we wouldn't be talking. It's 601-318-0957, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, is this a mobile telephone number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what is your full address?
It's 294 Golden Pine, Pine Road, Prentice. Prentiss, Mississippi, 39474.
Beautiful. Okay. And so I have 294 Golden Pine Road, Prentice, Mississippi, 39474.
Correct.
All right. And then your Depo-Provera, was that administered by a doctor or some of the medical staff, or even on your own?
It was about my doctor.
Okay. So a wise way to do that there. And then about how many times, and I could probably help you with the math part of this, but about how many times were you injected with the Depo Provera?
Ooh, how many times he ejected me?
Let's see.
It was, ooh, how many times? I know I did like every 3 months.
Okay. So you think that'd be like, if it's every 3 months, would that be how many times a year? Is that 4 times a year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you said for what, 5 years is what you said
For
earlier?
five, yes, it was 5 years.
Okay. So should we just take a 5 times 4? So would you say it would be around 20?
20 times, five, 20 times.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and take a look at it. I think that makes sense because you started taking it in August and then you stopped taking it in June. So I would say about 20 or maybe even 19. So I think both of those are pretty acceptable there since it's around the same
Wow.
time of the year.
Yes.
So say around 20.
Yes, sir, because it's like 4 times a year.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think it would be 20. Because there wasn't a full 3 months between August and anyway, I think we're good there. And then what was the name of the doctor that actually administered, gave you the Depo Provera shot?
It was Dr. Lauren Berry.
Dr. Lauren Berry. Okay. And is that Lauren? So is that Lorne, or is that dispelled differently?
It's Laurene.
Oh, Lauren, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I found, I think I found Dr. Lauren E. Barry in Hattiesburg. Does that sound about right?
That's correct.
Okay. And Barry is Barry. Okay, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Say Lauren Barry. Okay. Now, what facility was the Depo Provera administered?
It was at she worked at oh God. I'm sorry. She was working at that time, she was working at Hattiesburg Clinic.
Hattiesburg Clinic, obstetrics and gynecology, right?
Yes, OBYN gynecologist. Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. So that makes sense. This is the first thing that came up under her name. So that, as soon as you said Hattiesburg Clinic, I went, oh, okay. Okay. And then, do you remember the address, or would you like me to just copy this from what I found online here on 28th Avenue?
It's on 28th Avenue, exactly.
Okay. So I have 421 South 28th Avenue in Hattiesburg. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir. That
All
sounds
right.
good.
Now I have the telephone number 601-268-5640. Is there a better phone number to use, or is that good?
That's the number.
Okay. All right. So then moving on to the prescribing doctor. Okay. Was that the same doctor, Lauren Bailey, the one that did
Yes.
the subs? Oh, okay. So the same doctor that administered it is the one
That's prescribed.
prescribed
That's
it. Okay.
correct.
Well, you've been so clear so far. It makes things so easy.
Thank you.
Yeah, my
That's
job too.
something you can't, you got to remember stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, being in your shoes though, I mean, I can imagine it might be hard to remember certain things.
It
It's a tough
is,
ailment to have, you know. Okay. And then sorry, I'm just catching up some moving information from one place to another. And I was about to say too, my job really is to help you with this initial paperwork here, this initial intake. It's not this is not the what we're actually using to file. This is the preliminary paperwork, just so you could talk to the attorney, and then the attorney will go over everything too to make sure you're filing over the right stuff and clarifying information. So, this should be a pretty relaxing part over here, okay?
Okay.
And let's see. So what was your pharmacy too, that you preferred to go to at that time?
I was using Hudson Drugstore, and that's in Prentice, Mississippi.
Okay. And then what you said it was
Hudson Drugs.
Oh, Hudson Drugs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so I have Hudson Drugs, and then I have that. Was that on Columbia Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have 1635 Columbia Avenue in Prentice.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, pardon me, sorry. Okay, and then I have this telephone number that I found online for that was 601-792-4467. Unless you have a better number, we could use that. Does that sound good?
That's the number.
All right. And then what was the name? What was, sorry, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Like, did they run a CT scan or an MRI or something else?
They did a PET scan, an MRI, and a biopsy.
Oh, wow. So a PET scan, huh?
Yes.
Wow. And then I'm going to go ahead and biopsy. Okay. So, and I might have missed one. So I have PET scan, biopsy, and then what was the other two? You say
The
MRI?
other, the yes, sir, it was MRI.
Okay. Wow. And then did they give you a CT scan ever?
No.
That's okay. That's okay. All right. And then what was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Oh God, what was his name? Let me think. His name was John Matriot. I think I'm pronouncing his last name right. Matriot.
Okay.
He was a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, I think you said that perfectly. Let's see. John Matriarch is what you said, and Prentice, is it Prentice?
No, sir. He was in Flowood.
Okay. No, the last name is it Matriarch?
It's Moriarity.
Sorry, you know what? You're a little too fast for me. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Moria. It's okay.
Moriarity.
Oh, like Moriarty.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. You know what? I think I th let me ask you. Let's see. So let's see. John Moriarty. Yes. Okay. It's funny. I think he goes by John, and I think he goes by Jack. Interesting. Okay. Or maybe they just got it wrong on Google, but that's okay. So John Moriarty. Now, what was the name of the facility?
It was Merritt Hill, River Oaks.
Did you say Merrick, Merrick?
No, M Merritt. Merit.
Oh, Merritt. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Was that in Hattiesburg or Flowood?
No,
Flowood.
sir, that's in Flowood.
Yep. Okay. Okay. And then, sorry if I'm a little quiet, just looking up some information there. Okay.
Okay.
Merritt Health, let's see, River Oaks. Is it on River Oaks in Flowood?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I
River
have
Oaks
it.
Drive.
Excellent. 1030 River Oaks Drive in Flowood, Mississippi, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the phone number I have is 601-932-1030. Is there a better number than that, or is that the one we should use?
That's the one we should use.
Okay. All right, so we're all done with that. Now, did you ever, before all of this, did you have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, and then so now getting into the treatment, so what treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
I'm sorry. He gave me medication.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It just hope.
No, take your
They
time, please.
did like they did the mirror the microsurgery. They gave me pain medication. That's basically all they did with for the treatments.
Okay,
Well, they
okay.
they did the microsurgery and gave me pain medication.
Yeah, did you say micro, MICRO, microsurgery?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had that right. Yeah, okay. So it's good that they treated it, I'll tell you. It's sometimes, with how serious this is, I'm grateful to be talking to you on the phone right now. It's a good
Yes,
thing.
I'm grateful.
Amen. And then your doctor that actually treated you, is that the same as John Moriarty, or is that a different?
No, that's the doctor.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and copy his name from the diagnosing doctor down to the treating doctor as well then, okay?
Okay.
At Merit Health, River Oaks. Same facility phone number. Okay. Oh, you know what?
What do you tell them, Marcus?
For the, let's see, River Oaks, Flowood. Oh, okay. So he was at Merit Health. Okay, got it, got it. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I was cross-checking all my information so that it made sense, even if I'm just copying it. So, oh, everything is good so far. Sorry about that little holdup.
That's okay.
There we go. Yeah, I'll clarify. So when you look up his name, the Merit Health isn't the main hospital he's at maybe currently, so that's why I was making sure that I was
Right,
getting
yeah.
the facility name and address right, because it's not next to his, so perfect. And then I'm gonna just go ahead and feedback what you just told me right now. So for the type of treatment was medication and microsurgery, and then John Moriarty was your treating doctor's name. And then at Merit Health River Oaks, and that's at 1030 River Oaks Drive in Flowood, and that's 601-932-1030, okay?
Yes.
All right, and then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And
Ooh,
then,
uncles.
so just doing your best, right? What were the dates that you were hospitalized?
Let me go back to the dates.
Yeah,
In my
take your
mind,
time.
I'm trying to go back in my head.
No, you're
Now,
good.
if I'm not mistaken, they did the treatments in February of 2017.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Is that right? It was in February 2017.
Yeah, and that's what you said.
Okay.
That's when you said your diagnosis was. Yeah, that's adding up so far.
Okay, yeah. I just want to go back in his mind.
Yeah.
I
And about how long were you hospitalized?
stayed in the hospital probably, approximately, I think it was 6 days because I had to go back every, I think it was every 6 months I have to go back for to be tested again.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's say it was a, just to estimate around February 1st of 2017, around then was when you were diagnosed, to say, so about 6 days. So maybe like to that, the 7th, that 2/7/2017, if you were going to
Yes,
guess.
sir.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. And then, do you have any medical records for your visits, or, would you be able to get them if needed?
I'm pretty sure that I probably could get them if I need
Okay.
them because I was burnt out, so I lost every all my paperwork and everything in my
Yeah.
home. So,
Okay. So, but they exist. You could get them if needed,
yes,
right? Okay.
yes, sir.
And then, let's see. And if you were to send them, would you prefer to send them by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then, do you have access to your My Chart login?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Just wanted to check that and make sure. Sorry, you know what? I apologize. I guess I thought I clicked this and I moved on, but I saw that I didn't fill that in. Do you said either one, mail or electronically, you could send, or did you prefer
Yes,
one or
sir.
the other? Okay. So I thought. And now I'm going to go ahead and read you a script regarding emergency contact information. Okay. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Okay, so do you have an emergency contact that you could list?
Yes.
Okay, and then do they live with you or elsewhere?
He lives elsewhere.
Okay, and then what's the name?
Jason Williams.
Okay, and then telephone number?
601-966-02. No, yeah. 0200.
Okay, perfect. So I have 601-966-0200.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what relationship is Mr. Williams to you?
He's my brother.
Brother, okay. And then do you know what, do you have a contact email for him or no?
Pop a lot. Pop POP a lot. O, I'm the whole lot. POPALOCKALOT.
Oh, Papa Lock a Lot.
Yes, at gmail.com.
That's fantastic. I have to say, I'm a big fan already of Mr. Williams there. All right. And then do you know his address off the top of your head?
290 Golden Pine Road, Furnace, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. And you said, so Prentice, Mississippi, 39474.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now it's easy from here. So I'm going to just. You unfortunately you have to hear me go over everything real quickly with you, but since it's already answered, it'll just be no time between. I'll go through each question, and just stop every few to confirm that everything's right so far, just to give you a chance in case you wanted to amend anything. And then I'm going to send you a quick DocuSign. This is just this isn't the actual filing of the paperwork, but it allows you to actually speak with the attorneys so that they can tell you, all the expectations and get everything together with you before they file anything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start at the top. First thing I even said was, this is Marty on a recorded line. I asked if you'd like to meet the criteria, or if you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the depo per vero lawsuit? You said yes. Did you find an attorney yet to assist you? You said no. And are you willing to affirm you haven't signed anything with any attorneys? You said yes. You're willing to affirm that. And you're filing on behalf of yourself. All of that is correct so far, right?
Correct.
All right. You're a resident of the United States. So your injury after taking depo per vero for at least a year was a meningioma. And then that is located in your brain and then diagnosed around February 1st, 2017. All that is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth is July 12th, 1969, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I mentioned too, I think you said that you knew people who took depo provera, just none that were injured by it. However, if you do run into anyone that was taking it, make sure that you let them know what's going on. If they're injured, you're more than welcome to send them over to me after they've gotten their medical help, okay?
Okay.
And then did you c consume the brand named injectable of depo provera? You said yes, and you said it was that and not Sub-X or generic medroxyprogesterone. So it was just the normal name brand from Pfizer. You said that you took it for about 5 years. You did confirm you had at least four injections within 1 year prior to your diagnosis. Did you use depo provera between January 1st, 1992 to the present date? You said yes. Your start date was around August 1st, 2011. Stop date was about June 1st, 2016, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then your main, we'll skip that. And then, so you are for gender, you confirmed you are a female. Your name is spelled Trina. Last name is spelled Gholar. Social is 428312959. And all of that is correct so far, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then your email is surnellghollar at gmail.com. Telephone number 601-318-0957. And this is a cell phone or mobile number. And all of that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
All right, and then your address is at 294 Golden Pine Road in Prentice, Mississippi, 39474, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then you said that the depo provera was administered by a doctor, and then you had about, since it was for 5 years, about four times a year, so about 20 times total that you were administered a depo provera, right?
Yes.
The name of the doctor that administered it was Lauren, Lauren. Oh, sorry. Sorry, there we go. Sorry, Lauren Barry, Barry. And then the facility was Hattiesburg Clinic, Obstetrics and Gynecology. Phone number 601 268 5640. And then the address was 421 South 28th Avenue in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. All of that is right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, same thing again, prescribing doctor, Lauren Berry, Hattiesburg Clinic, Obstetrics and Gynecology, 421 South 28th Avenue in Hattiesburg, and that's 601-268-5640. Your pharmacy, and this is different, so Hudson Drugs, HUDSON, and then drugs, and that's at 1635 Columbia Avenue in Prentice, and that's 601-792-4467. All of that is right?
Yes.
Okay, now the method of diagnosis, you said is MRI, biopsy, and then PET scan. All of that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your diagnosing doctor's name was John Moriarty, John, and then Moriarty, at Merritt, Merritt Health, River Oaks, at 1030 River Oaks Drive in Flowood, and that's 601-932-1030. And he's a neurological surgeon, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, and I looked that up. I kind of threw that in there. So the diagnosing doctor's specialty I put is neurological surgery, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that's the first thing I saw when he came up. And then for For prior cancer diagnoses, no, you've had no prior cancer diagnoses. And then your type of treatment for your meningioma was medication and microsurgery. All of that is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then once again, treating doctor was the same as your diagnosing doctor. It's Dr. John Moriarty, and at Merit Health River Oaks at 1030 River Oaks Drive, and that's at 601-932-1030, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then you said, yes, you were hospitalized by the meningioma. And that was from about February 1st to about February 7th, 2017, to the best of your knowledge, right? All
Yes.
right. And then just last few questions here and we'll wrap it up. So, copy of your medical records, you know, do you have a copy? You said you could get them. They exist. The hospital's still running. And then, you know, if you were to send them, you would say either method, mail or electronically, whatever they need, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said you do not, to your knowledge, have access to the MyChart
No, I don't.
login, right? That's okay. All right, and then your emergency contact is Mr. Jason Williams, and his number is 601-966-0200, and that is your brother. And he's also, it looks like, your neighbor. He lives over at 290 Golden Pine Road in Prentice, Mississippi, 39474. And all that is correct.
Yes, sir.
And then my favorite part of the day is the email. This is fantastic. He must be a good dancer,
He is. He used to win
huh?
trophies all the time.
Well, I could tell because his email is pop a lock a lot at Gmail, and that's popalockalot at gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That sound, man, it sounds like you have a nice family there. That's fantastic to
I
hear.
do.
Oh, that's a blessing. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and send you a it, you're going to get a text and an email with this with these forms, right? So that you can speak with the attorney. This isn't automatically file for you or anything like that. It's just the initial form so you could talk to him. So go ahead and grab your phone out. You could put me on speaker or, you know, whatever you wish so you could hear me in case you need assistance. So
Okay.
yeah, just go ahead and jump on that and then I'll help you out if there's anything that's you know, that holds you up. It's pretty easy. I think it's only about 6, 7 pages, and you know, I think there's only about one page of text, if not two.
Okay.
All right, and I'll give you I'm going to actually go ahead and text you in the meantime with my direct contact information so that you can have good communication with the attorneys and with myself in case you have any lapse of communication with the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
And you could work on that, and I'll go ahead and get you that text, okay?
Okay. Okay, this time, let's see. I think I've got everything done.
All right, actually, I'll go ahead and make sure on my side that that I have it, and I'm going to ahead and send you my number. And then I know my name is Martin Critchfield, but also the attorney's Ben Martin. So just so you know, not to get us confused, I signed it Martin Critchfield there. So, okay, give me one moment. And I text you from my direct line. So that is a number you can call or text back. I'm also going to leave you separately a the information for the attorneys as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, and it is completed. So you know what? Give it, I would say maybe a couple days, and just be checking your phone. That way, it will check your answering machine and things like that if you miss a call. But you should be getting a call from the attorneys as well. And they're from, and I put it in there, A4D Ben Martin. Other than that, let me know if there's any lapse of communication. I'm always here to help you. Do you have any other questions before I let you go and enjoy the rest of your day?
No, sir. As you thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you, under these, more unfortunate circumstances. But I'm glad we can help you get a little bit of justice there.
Thank you. I sure appreciate you.
Absolutely. And I hope you have a blessed day there, Trina.
You too, love. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.